Here's the approach, and the bull kick is up, and we're underway. It's angled right side for Tucker. He'll take it to the 21. There's a wall on the right side, and across the 25, he's tripped up right there at the 25-yard line by Wyatt Kropp. So that's where Holcomb takes over, first down and 10. Four receiver set twins to both sides, one in the backfield in the pistol setup. They'll keep her by Heath Thecker, get across the 40. He's got room to run right side, 45 midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30, and he's going to take it all the way for a Holcomb Longhorn touchdown, a 64-yard run for Heath Tucker, his third rushing touchdown of the year, and the Longhorns draw first blood, 6-0 with 10:28 to go first quarter. It's drying the wing to left. Holcomb shows blitz. It's banned on fourth down carry, trying to push in, and he does for his third rushing touchdown of the year. Scott City on the board, trailing by a point with 7:09 to go first quarter, 7-6.
Yep.
The second and goal here for Holcomb, just outside the one, pistol set up with Heath Tucker. He'll run option, keeps it himself, finds a crease, touchdown Holcomb. On their 14th play of the drive, Holcomb retakes the lead at 13-7 with 7:50 to go first half. It's going to be a two-wing setup, split wide right as Chris Panzel sent a man in motion. It's going to be a trap play in the middle. Touchdown, Scott City. Going right up the middle, Chance Yeager, his first rushing score of the year. And the Beavers are back to within a point at the 4:16 mark of the second period, 14-13. That's been from late first quarter to mid-second quarter. Second down and eight from the 48-yard line for Holcomb in their own territory. Four receivers set. Tucker looking down the middle, finds pattern down the seam. Pass picked off Braden Stride at the 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield, and he's right out of bounds near the 50-yard line. Scott City with the first turnover of the night. Interception by Braden Stride. They'll mark it at the Scott City 47-yard line. Brett Meyer, the quarterback, fade pattern down the line for Braden Stride. Makes the catch! Is he in? Yeah. Oh, they're going to say.
He got interfered with.
He did get interfered with, but they do mark it just short of the goal line.
4 seconds.
But 4 seconds, Scott City can maybe run a quarterback sneak, but we do have flags on the play. That's going to be a 35-yard pass play from Brett Meyer to Braden Strine. What a beautiful throw and a catch by Strine, who was interfered with, and what a tough catch. Scott City with a shotgun setup and a double wing, double tight end setup. Trey O'Neill with Punk and Bennett. It's going to be a quarterback draw for Trey O'Neill. Dives forward, he's in. Touchdown with the final play of the first half. Scott City with their first lead of the game at 20-14.
Okay.
The third down and about five from the 18 for Scott City. Clock stopped at 7:50. This is the 10th play of the drive for the Beavers. It started at their own 37-yard line. Brett Meyer is 4-for-4 in the ball game. Quick toss to Braden Strine right side. He's trying to cut it up in. He fumbles the football, and Holcomb is going to recover it at the 26-yard line on three attempts. So third down and 3.5 to go for Holcomb at their own 34-yard line. Middle of the field, pistol set up. Tucker will keep it himself left side. Breaks through a tackle. Gets the first down and look out. 45 midfield, 45, 40. He's going to take it all away for his third rushing touchdown of the night. And Holcomb to within one at the 6:06 mark of the third quarter, 21-20, a 66-yard rush by Heath Tucker. The Beavers going for a fourth and one at their own 44 of the game, tied at 21 here in the third. Brett Meyer on fourth down. This is the Paco Banda gets stood up in the backfield and loses yards back to the 42-yard line. A loss of two. Holcomb got surged right up the middle, and it's a turnover on down. Second and 15 from the 48. Tucker rolling to his right, looking downfield. Fires it up for it, grabs, and it's going to be knocked loose and caught. It was tipped and caught at the 25-yard line.
By 25.
That was Corey Roth, his third reception of the year. And my goodness, what a 23-yard catch. And Holcomb is in business at the Beaver 25. Pistol set up once again, trips to the right, one to the left for Holcomb. Tucker rolling to his right, looking downfield, throws it past, caught, touchdown Holcomb. Caught by Corey Roth, and Holcomb retakes the lead 27-21 with 109 seconds to go, third period. Tucker's second touchdown pass of the year. Brett Meyer under center, hands it off. This is a diving forward, touchdown Scott City.
Crop.
That was Martin Goff from one yard out. His first rushing touchdown of the year. The Beavers are to within a point at 28-27 with 9:46 to go. Third and nine for Scott City at their own 10-yard line, ball in the middle of the field. Strine and Pound split wide left. Chance Yeager split wide right. Band in the backfield with Brett Meyer. Dropping back to pass is Meyer. And now under pressure, throws it right side for Kropp. Makes the catch 15, First down to the 20-yard line. He needed 9. He got just enough with 4:57 to go. Shotgun set up here for Brent Meyer. Rolls to his right on 3rd and 11. Looking downfield. Chucks it. Bullet pass. Caught for stride. And another big first down catch. This is at the 37-yard line. And a gain of 17 on 3rd and long. Third down. Scott City's been 2 for 2 on third downs here on this drive. This is their 9th play of the drive that started at their own 9. Pound split wide left. Strine abandoned a wing to the right. Empty backfield. They set up. Third down. Dropping back to pass. Brett Meyer under, rolling to his right. Going backwards. Fires it up for the grabs. It's caught by Strine. He tries to make a move. He's got a wall right side. Balls his way forward for the first down. Unbelievable determination for Strine on 3rd down and 13. Caught it at about the 43. Balls forward for 6 more to the 49. Split backfield for the Beavers on 1st down. Brett Meyer goes under center. Takes a snap. 7-step drop looking right side for Strine. It's a fade pattern for Strine. He's got him and he makes the catch.
He caught it.
Yes, he does. Inside the 20 to the 14-yard line. They are marking it at the 10. Brett Meyer to hold it. Snap is most important here. Jerry Johnson wanted to call the timeout placement. Now kick is up, and the kick is good. Scott City escapes an upset here tonight. 31-28. The Beavers win it on the game-winning field goal from 20 yards out by Tim Bull. And well-played game by both teams tonight. You hated to see a team lose, but Scott City 3-0 on the year and 2-0 in the GWAC, and we can breathe.